Laser 103.3's Morning Brews, intoxicating you with knowledge, sirs and madams.
Brought to you by our friends at Confluence Brewing, where good things come together right there on Thomas Beck Road. You can celebrate American Craft Beer Week, May 13th through the 19th, right there at Confluence Brewing. And speaking of Wicket,
yeah,
we're going to have a chance for you to score your Iowa Craft Brew Festival tickets in less than 10 minutes, right after Morning Brews.
I am confirmed to be there.
I am also confirmed to be there.
We are going to be there.
We're
going to
be there.
Wow.
Cheers to that.
Woohoo!
I often just keep going back through the Confluence
tent. Do you have, like, you're going to drive me home, right?
No.
What? That was part of the deal. That's what I signed up for. I think I took the late shift. That way you could work and then hang out while I can, and then you can drive me home.
There are a few times when I don't drive.
And Craft Brew Fest is one of them. Smart.
100%.
Okay. All right.
If you watch my reel from last year at Craft Brew Fest, you will know that I was not driving.
Okay.
And it is one of the, like, three times a year that I do not drive.
Brought to you by Uber. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Good to know. All right.
We're going to be talking to our friend John Rivas from KCCI about the possible weather situation tonight and the forecast and the percast.
The what?
But first, if you've been looking for a job and you've been applying to some of these companies that don't get back to you, there's a brand new resume hack floating around TikTok. Here's the advice.
A lot of employers are using AI to scan resumes before they even read them. The problem there is that AI will say you're not a good fit if the formatting isn't AI friendly. Sorry, I don't know how to make a resume AI friendly. Step one, you are going to highlight the entire job description and you are going to copy it, then paste it onto your resume. Then you're going to make that text super tiny and in white ink so it's not visible to the human eye, but to AI, it still sees it and it reads every key word that is there. So your resume looks like it's a great fit.
So that way, all of these robots that are sorting through the resumes for some of these jobs are going to find you and see you.
Okay.
And maybe you'll get a call back.
All right.
I know a lot of my friends have gone to resume writers and paid all that AI. It's cheap to free. Like, if you get the app and you get the AI and whatever. So that's awesome.
I don't even know if I have an updated resume. I have absolutely no idea.
Hopefully you don't need one.
I'm good right here.
You don't need one right now.
You never know around here, but I hope I don't have. I don't even know where my resume is.
All right. The weather forecast on the surface looks all right, but if you dive deeper, we've got some severe storms possibly tonight. I don't want to say the T word. We'll leave that to Rivas.
Yeah, let's talk to KCCI meteorologist John Rivas.
What's up?
Hey, Heather. How are you?
We are awesome. So we're seeing on our maps that the weather might get dicey tonight.
Laser's Doppler is promoting rain.
What do you think's going to happen late in the overnight tonight?
So a line of storms is going to form and pass over. It's all evening time hours. And then going into around 11 to midnight, passing into the metro and along I-35. And then moving off to the east, really out of all of central Iowa by like 2 a.m., and then it's going to be in eastern Iowa from like 2 to 4, and then we'll still have this trailing stratiform, what it's called. We'll have like light to moderate rain, maybe even some lightning, some thunder, help keep everybody awake overnight tonight. More importantly is going to be the severe weather threat that comes along with it. We are going to be in that 2 out of 5 chance for severe weather. So, I mean, you could think of it as like a 40% chance of some of these storms meeting that severe weather criteria.
Great.
What we're looking for. Yeah, I know, right? Especially overnight.
Yeah, it's great with kids. Fantastic.
I love when I wake up to that alarm on the phone.
Mentally prepare yourself. That might happen tonight. But we're looking at, you know, the main thing being strong winds associated with this. This is also, you know, not a great thing to hear, but there is going to be the chance for a few tornadoes possible.
Rivas, come on!
On days like this, do like you and Trey and Jason all pack your overnight bags with like your pajamas? And do you guys get ready for it with like to go bags?
So as far as that severe weather,
and Anne, I can't forget about Anne
and Zane.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, absolutely. All of us. it won't quite be like a full overnight thing. It's mainly in the evening to around midnight.
Okay.
For that severe weather.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just a pizza party. It's not an overnight party.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Not a sleepover.
We gotta stay a little later kind of night.
Most importantly, speaking of thunder and lightning, that impacts all of our dogs. And I know that as the meteorologist with the best Instagram page and the greatest dog with his own Instagram, can we talk about dogs and Instagram for a second?
What?
Oh, but absolutely. John Rivas KCCI. So yeah, just J-O-N, then R-I-V-A-S. KCCI.
But don't you guys solicit for like dog photos? And I saw something about this, and I wanted to know more.
Yes. So I created and brought to the morning show the dog walking fur cast.
Yes, the fur cast.
The what?
Yeah, and the dog walking fur cast. It also changes to the cat walking purr cast.
The
so.
Fur cast and the purr cast. What could get with it?
Oh my God.
Huge animal fan. Yeah. So pets are always welcome on the morning show. I always like to throw that in there, make a little light of just overall weather situations. Whenever it's like severe weather, usually, like, all right, the purr cast can wait till tomorrow.
Yeah.
But even today, we had Ruby on there with a cup of coffee. So that's a Monday photo for sure.
Yeah.
You know what else I noticed about John's Instagram account?
That he has a hot wife.
Well, I wasn't going to say that, but sure.
Yeah. Cheers to that, John.
John's photos, when he posts them from the KCCI studios, glasses. When he's off camera, there's not one photo of you in glasses. Did your producer tell you look smarter if you wear your glasses on camera?
No. So they helped me prevent from squinting.
Okay.
I don't have a super strong prescription, but it's strong enough to where whenever I try to read some of the numbers, I squint a little bit. So
I also feel like...
This is like the most getting to know you meteorologist interview ever.
But it also just makes complete sense to me because, when you're at work, you want to be able to see everything, all the maps, predict the weather, do that stuff.
Yeah,
but when you're at home, if you're John Rivas, you have adorable dogs around you. You have like... hot as hell wife, and it's like when you're near an angel of God, you can't look directly at it.
Oh
like,
my God!
Because it's too much beauty and cuteness. Like you have to take those glasses off.
Exactly.
And it's my prescription's getting worse and worse day by day.
Just wait till you turn 43, John. It gets horrible.
Thank you, John.
Thanks,
for
John.
Spending some time with us. He's fun.
He is fun.
Thank you, John. You're awesome.
Glad that, they kicked Sudeiko down to the afternoon and we get that guy right there.
Furcaster, but he brought it to the morning show.
Can we go back to something real quick? I should have asked him this. So the furcast and the purrcast, if you put your cat on a leash and walk your cat, you look like an idiot.
It's called an adventure cat. The adventure cats have their own Instagram wicket. It's cats that wear harnesses and go on walks. You will love it.
You look like a weirdo if you're walking a cat on a leash.
The adventure cat community disagrees.
Oh my, it's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. Cats are not meant to be walked on leashes. I don't like cats anyway, but they're supposed to roam free, hopefully never come back, but they're supposed to roam free around the area and then they come back to your house. That's what cats do.
As the sole voice of the adventure cat community, you put that harness on your cat.
Stop walking your rats or your gerbils or your cats or whatever. Dogs are the only things that should be on leashes.
Walk, climb, ride, whatever your cat wishes.
Don't walk your cat.
If you've been waiting for those Craft Brew Festival tickets... we're going to get to those morning brews brought to you by our friends at Confluence Brewing, where good things come together right there on Thomas Beck Road, confluencebrewing.com. They've got music Thursdays and Friday nights. What's up? And they will be at the Iowa Craft Brew Festival.